Amuser's Corner comes around again tomorrow morning at 9:10 with Amusers in the Morning, Dunham and Miller on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
5:54 is the time. Hey, tomorrow we're going to be out. We will be at Razoo's, out at MacArthur and LBJ, or 635 as it's sometimes known, at that marketplace out there. They got Razoo's out there, Razoo's, and we will be there with the presentation tomorrow from 3 until 7. It's their big Fat Tuesday party. Do you know tomorrow's Fat Tuesday, Grego?
Actually, I did, because Ash Wednesday is this
big
Wednesday.
Fat.
I did know that.
That's right. So you got Big Fat Tuesday tomorrow with Mardi Gras beads and perhaps girls doing what they have to do to acquire those beads.
Oh, my.
They prizes. Have to go wild.
Yep, they do have to go wild. Prizes, and it says here a live twist combo of some type will be there. So I don't know what all that means, but it's being advertised as the biggest party in town.
Which one? Which Razoo's?
Marketplace at 635 in MacArthur in Irving.
Huh.
And we're doing the presentation there tomorrow from 3 until 7. So,
speaking of girls gone wild, I've seen the full-length Paris Hilton video. Buddies, don't waste your $50.
Not that great?
Mm-mm.
More night vision?
Lots of night vision.
Cat eyes?
Yes. There's one 3 or 4 minute scene at the end that...
I hate you.
It's not bad, but come on.
Well, is that the same 3 or 4 minute
scene? No, it's full color, clear, but...
And apparently that Rick Salmon guy's kind of pissed because he's not making the kind of money he thought he was going to make on it.
Well, he's already pulled in... It cost him nothing, basically. Whatever money he makes is gravy. Gravy tits. He's made like $10 million or something already.
Well, I want to see it because I think she's hot.
That guy was on Fox News Saturday night.
Who, that Rick Salomon?
Yeah.
Salomon?
Is he still married to what's-her-face?
Shannon Doherty.
Like, she's approved of all this? Can you imagine if you tried to pull this stunt with your wife? Like, you separate from her, make a porn video with a whore. Somehow she accepts you back.
No,
and then you sell it. And then you sell it.
Well, I don't think they're still married.
Man, I thought they were. I thought they got back together.
No, I don't think so.
He said he has a couple of kids. I don't know what woman it's from.
What a scum.
How proud they must be of their dad.
What a white trash loser.
That guy's about as sharp as a bowling ball.
Well, I don't know if this comes as a shock to anybody, but he's going to be on the WAC Thursday.
Oh, God.
I'm Big Dick.
Peddling his smut.
Oh, my.
And be careful if you go to that website. Make it a little more than you bargained for on the home page.
What do you mean?
Yeah, don't be looking at that at work.
Yeah.
And don't buy it. It is a waste of money.
Yeah. One go-around with night vision was enough for me. All right, following... I guess we have some stuff to get into here about what happened after ticket stock Friday night, because there was what turned into a rather sizable ticket after party, both for the staff and crew and many who were at ticket stock. And this took place at the Barley House Friday night. And there were quite a few people who made their way down there from ticket stock.
It was very difficult for people to get in. Did you guys have a problem parking?
Ridiculous.
I had to park a couple blocks over.
Yeah, I think everybody did.
I mean, I got lucky because I got down there and had to go past it, and then it took me like 30 minutes to just turn around. There were so many people there, and there was nowhere to go.
Why did you park a couple of blocks away, Mike? Didn't Steven pull his van right up front?
Yeah, he did. Oh. He had a pickup, though.
Oh.
And then Steven did.
With the Tommy lift.
And I just got lucky because when I pulled by that where that valet lot is, there was a couple people pulling out.
I hadn't seen the Barley House that crowded in a long time.
Texas OU.
That Barley House needs to be reconfigured because there's too many dead stops in there.
I think maybe they're in the process of doing that.
So they need to hire me as a consultant.
They should.
I can make them a lot of money there.
That's the hammer.
First of all, they needed me bartending the other night.
Do they need some help?
Yeah.
Is Big Red a good bartender?
No. No. No, he is not. Sorry.
Poor Big Red.
Very conscientious bartender.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, is he like...
friendly.
Is he aware of what's going on around him and well-focused and he's intent just, on serving his clientele?
You know what? He's just not good at all.
Well, he's doing the best he can.
More interested in looking at the customers than he is helping the customers.
Then you're not a good bartender. I mean, if you're a good bartender, you need to have one quality in you. That's to make money. And if you've got that quality, then you're going to be good. But if you're there to pick up girls,
well, see, he's
work.
Thinking that he's a good-looking guy, so he figures,
he's going to,
you know,
get it no matter what.
Yeah, he's going to get his tip from...
Well, I did, though, as packed as that was, because, I mean, they were just balls to the wall. I really wanted to get back there and bartend.
You should have.
Because I could have...
Why didn't you?
It would have taken 2 seconds for
all
that to
happen. All we had to do
happen.
Was ask Richard, and you're there.
I could have facilitated that easily.
Next time.
Would you have charged me for everything?
Yes. You bet.
Well, then you're not a good bartender.
Well, I'm a terrific bartender.
Probably would have attempted to collect on some delinquent tabs that certain people may have accrued over the
right.
over time.
Right, Corby.
Norm over there. You, of course, being Norm from
Shut
Cheers.
Up.
But I'm telling you, I had a great time there. And I had a good time for pretty much one reason and one reason only.
Trim?
No. Oh. But my God, was there a lot in there.
I know.
Half of them worked up here.
Golly. I mean, that place was so... You could have dropped a drink, and it had never hit the ground. There was that many people. Nothing
and they were all there to see little petty theft.
And let me just say this.
Go ahead.
Rhines, that is one terrific scene you've got going. One great band.
You think?
Well, first of all, I knew it was going to be good because I don't think you'd do anything like that unless it was right. I don't think you'd waste your time. But I'm telling you, I was blown away. I was absolutely blown away by just how great it was. I mean, it was terrific.
Well, thank you, Grego. That means a lot coming from
you. And wow, you've got it. As far as, I mean, you had everybody in the palm of your hand. Didn't you think?
He had me. I was up there dancing.
That's what I mean. I mean, everybody.
Well, I noticed you boys back there, you were all having a pretty good time. And you know, like I said, Saturday, a lot of people clapped after the songs, but they may have just been cheering us to get to the finish of the song without somebody's heart giving out.
Well, you're good. If you guys stick with this, you're going to be able to play as much as you want.
Maybe you can open up for Petty.
What a beating to him that would be.
Hey, man.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
Well, that'd be funny.
Yeah. He plays exact set list.
But it was good, and everybody there was...
Singing along.
They were singing along. And
loud
dancing.
Is what they were. Oofa-loofa.
Gotta love.
Yeah, it looked like you boys were really having a good time back there.
I was loving it. And I was really, really trying to listen to the band because I saw Reiner when they first did it. The first gig
they
ever did.
Yeah, Danny was there. In fact, Corby and Kevin both were all there that time we tried to fly it under radar.
And I always try to be honest with Mike. He wanted me to be honest with him. He's honest with me about my musical stuff, and I wanted to be honest with him. And I had several, I don't know, maybe not criticisms, but suggestions. And I'll tell you what, after... You guys have done two more shows after that and a lot of rehearsing.
The third time we played.
I think things have pretty much been ironed out. It sounds really good. Really good.
Well, thank you. That means a lot.
See, that's why you need a guy like me, a guy that's not a musician, that just, if it's good, then you notice it and like it. And I was beyond blown away.
It did sound good. And there was a lot of, like, odd compliments. You know, I don't know if they paid them to you. After the gig, what time did you finish, by the way?
I was about two.
Right at
two.
Really?
Yeah. Right at there.
Yeah, because I had a lot of people coming up to me saying, hey, tell them that was great. That was better than what they expected. You know what I think they expected was kind of a jokey, jerk-off-y.
Yeah.
Not at all.
No, it was just,
very
it's just good, solid music.
And
your band is cooking, man. That fake Kenny Stabler can tear up the guitar.
Oh,
and your bass player is so smooth.
Yeah. That guy is the bass player's bass
God,
player.
He's awesome.
Are you having fun doing this? Because you really, really look like you were having fun up there. And it really came off that way. I mean, you really look like you were having a good
time. Well, it's fun, but you have to understand this. This is a very new role for me in this. Number one, I haven't done this for 20 years. And now, here I am doing it again at this relatively advanced age.
That's what's great about it.
And now I'm doing something else, something that's completely out of my element that I've never done before.
You've never done that in a band?
No, I've never played guitar in a band. I've never fronted a band before.
Well, see, and I'm just, not just saying this, but you really, really look comfortable doing that. And, you know, we've always said that, you know, a guy that's the leader of a band or the lead singer, you know, you either have it or you don't. And, I mean, you were just really had everybody eating out of your hands. It was great. I mean, I knew you'd be good at it, but I didn't think you'd be that good at it.
Well, I'll tell you, all this means a lot. You know, I mean, a lot of people here at the station, a lot of people who were there the other night had good things to say about it. And, of course, it's always nice to hear that from anybody, but, boy, it really means a lot coming from you boys.
Well, I'll tell you, you're playing March 6th?
Yeah.
The next one, I guarantee I will be there. There is no doubt. Because, I mean, I like Tom Petty.
That's the best thing about this. What a genius cover band. Because they played two 10-song sets, and out of those 20 tunes, 17 of them were like hits.
Played all the hits.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been very hit intensive so far.
And it's like one after the other after the other after the other. It's like, my God, man, this, you never realize how many hits that somebody like Petty has until you see something like this.
Yeah, and, you know, we still got a lot to go, too, before we start getting into deep cuts and other covers. You know, we got a couple of covers we've thrown in there. But mm-hmm.
And here's another thing I thought. And, you know, don't take this the wrong way, Ron. But I thought in the very beginning that since, you know, you're on who you are, I mean, that's going to get you some gigs, just because of who you are.
Right.
And then you come on every day. And that may have helped you in the beginning, but not anymore. I think now you're going to get gigs because you're just so good. Now, don't take that the wrong way. I mean, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, because, you know, who you are, I mean, we talk to a lot of people every day, and you can say, hey, I'm going to be playing at so-and-so, and it would benefit that club or whatever to get you in there because they're getting a lot extra, but you don't need that now. I mean, now it's just going to be because you guys are great.
I did get the one guy who strolled in, I don't know what first, second set, I can't remember exactly when it was, but he was walking through the bar,
mm-hmm.
and I could hear him behind me go, is that Corby?
Snake.
You know. And then I kind of turned around when he said that, and then he goes, oh, my God, is that Reiner up there? He had no idea what was going on. He had no idea. He was like, what is happening here, you know? And I had to turn on and explain. He's like, oh, my God. It was so funny, his reaction.
I had a guy standing next to me that was just jamming out and listening to the songs for about three or four tunes, singing along and everything, and then he looked up and said, oh, my God, that's Mike Reiner. He had no idea.
Yeah. That was the funniest part.
They really would have tripped out if they would have walked up to get a beer and Grego hands it to him and takes their money.
There you go. Man, we could have really got the old parallel universe
Welcome
thing going
to the
there.
Heartline House.
Then I come by and pick up their empties.
Grego's the main bartender and Reiner's in the house band.
And we're the house drunk.
Well, thank you guys for coming out, and thank everybody who made their way down there the other night.
March 6th.
Yes, we'll be at Dada, Club Dada on March 6th down in Deep Ellum. And the cool thing about that is going to be that Sorta Dylan is playing there that night. And number one, we are very honored to share this. Little Petty Theft is very honored to share the stage with the greatness of Sorta under any conditions. But, you know, back in the 80s, there was a time when Dylan toured and Petty and the Heartbreakers were his backup band. So there is a very cool symmetry at work here. That'll
we'll
be
probably have a little musical crossbreeding that night, too. I'm sure you'll be on stage doing some stuff.
Yeah, we probably will. That's and perhaps some of you boys with us, too.
I'm in.
Before we go, did the guys in your band, were they in bands, like, recently?
The bass player, yes. But all those other guys haven't really done it that much for a while.
And when you say a while, like are you 20 years? 15, 20 years?
They've done it a little bit more recently than me.
But are they having fun? Because that's, to me, when you see a band that looks like they're really having fun, they're not going through the motions, I mean, that comes out.
Yeah.
They seem to be.
Are they having fun?
They seem to be.
You know, it's been a real cool thing so far.
That's what I like it, too, because, I mean, most guys are like my age. And I like that.
Yeah.
You show everybody else, you know, you don't have to be in your 20s and 30s. You can be in your 40s or whatever and still have a good time and still produce great music and just greatness up there.
Well, we got 4 50-pluses, a 40, or a 42 and a 39.
That's great. So. That's my age. I love that.
All right, coming up next, I can't wait for this because we have Dallas Desperados football to talk here on The Ticket.